Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra, Masech des Arla Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Sa'or Shel Chulin. We have a sourdough of Chulin or yeast of Chulin, Vishel Truma and of Truma, and a sourdough of Truma Shenaflu Letoich Isa, that fell into a dough of Chulin. So we basically have Heter and Iser, both in the form of Sa'or, that go into a dough of Chulin. But Loi Bezeke De Lechametz or Loi Bezeke De Lechametz. If that Chulin alone would be in this dough, it doesn't have enough kayach, it's not large enough, it's not strong enough to cause the dough to rise. And if that, let's say, truma alone, that truma sa'ar would be in this dough, it's not large enough, it's not strong enough to cause it to become chametz. But nitztarfu, the two got together, the sa'ar shel chulin and the sa'ar shel truma, and as a result, v'chimtzu, the dough began to rise. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Acher ha'achrayin aniva. The din of this dough is, it depends on which sourdough came last. If the truma came last, then the dough is asa lezarim. If the chulin came last, then the dough is mutter for zarim. Whereas the chachamim say it makes no difference. Bein shenafel, whether the sa'ar of iser, batchila came first, whether the truma came first and then the chulin. Bein, or whether, the sar shel iser came at the end, first the chulin, then the truma. Li oilam eina iser. This sar is not going to aser the dough, achi heba kedei lechametz, unless the iser itself would have had enough kayach to cause the dough to rise. But if the iser needs the heter, if the truma needs the chulin sourdough to get together with it to cause this dough to rise, then it's not going to aser the dough. It doesn't make a difference what the order is. What is the machloikis here between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? This is a shas sugya, the sugya of zeh v'zeh goyrim. Zeh v'zeh goyrim means if you have two things, only when they come together do they cause an effect. One is mutter, the other is... So we have an iser over here that brought it over the top, that created the chametz, but it couldn't have done it alone. Says Rabbi Eliezer, that's aser. You have the sourdough of chulin, then the sourdough of truma. Even though the sourdough of truma couldn't have created the chametz without the help of the chulin, but lamaisa, it triggered the chimutz, it's aser. If it was the other way around, if first came the truma, and then came the sourdough of chulin, even here too, the truma helped it. Without the truma, it would have never become chametz. It couldn't have been machmitz the isa, so it should also be aser. So let me tell you what the Batanur explains. En chanami. Even if the truma came first and then the sar comes afterwards, it's zev zegadim and it's aser. What? What are you talking about? Rabbi Eliezer says befamish in the Mishnah. Acher ha'achron aniba. It's only if the truma came last, not if the truma came first. True. If the truma came first and the chulin last, it wouldn't be aser. But only if by the time you put in the chulin, you already removed the truma. Wait, so when Rabbi Eliezer says Achra Achronani Ba, he means to say, if the truma came first, the truma sar, you took out the truma sar, and then you put in the chulin sar, only then is it mutter. Right. But if the truma sar stayed there, and then you put in the chulin sar, even though the chulin came last, it's still aser. That's right. Because the mice, it's still zeva zegayr. If you have two things, a sir and a heter, that cause an effect, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's aser. So let me ask you something. If you already took out the truma before you put in the chulin, right, how did it become chametz? I thought you said you need both. You tell me you already took out the truma, then you put in the chulin, then it became chametz? The whole point of this Mishnah is that each one didn't have enough kayach to do without the other one. So what are you saying? How did it become chametz then? So here's what happens. So the Batanur explains it. If you put sourdough into a dough, even if you take out the sourdough, there's still a kayach there. It's very contagious. So even if the truma came in first, and you took out the truma sar, by the time the chulin sar got in there, the truma sar was physically out. But it's much easier for the chulin sar to turn it into chametz now. The truma sar, true, would have not been strong enough to turn it into chametz, but it starts a little bit the process. And now that you put in the chulin sar can do it on its own. This is not called zev zeh goyrim. Zev zegar means that they're both there together and they're causing the chametz. Here, the truma sar was here to start with. It didn't have enough kayach to turn it into chametz. It started a little bit of the process. Now the chul and tzar comes in. So if this chul and tzar came on its own, it's true. It couldn't have done it. But being that it came into a yeast where the process started a little bit, so the chul and kind of picks it up on its own. That's how we understand the Mishnah. Under these circumstances, I don't call the trumasar that was here a goyrim. And therefore, the dough, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is mutter even to a non-kayin. Now, the chachamim, for their part, they say zevezeh goyrim is mutter. So they say, look, unless there's enough trumasar to turn this into chametz, it's not chametz. Whether it was here before, whether it was here afterwards, doesn't make a difference which one came first.